Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced yesterday that the state had filed a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of the opioid painkiller OxyContin. The suit alleges that the company downplayed the potential harm caused by the drug and had engaged in deceptive marketing practices that led to the opioid being overprescribed by doctors. Wisconsin is one of five states, including Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, and West Virginia, to challenge Purdue Pharma in court. Attorney General Call spoke with Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poinsaw yesterday about the lawsuit.
Attorney General Call, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So what does the state's lawsuit allege happened with Purdue Pharma?
So first, I think it's important to talk about the context of the opioid epidemic. What we allege is that the conduct of Purdue Pharma and of Richard Sackler, who is a former president and co-chair of the board of Purdue Pharma, engaged in deceptive marketing practices that both changed the general culture with respect to the prescription of opioids, and in particular was meant to increase sales of OxyContin and other opioids. And the effects of that epidemic, as your listeners know, have just been devastating for Wisconsin and for people around the country. From 2000 to 2017, there are over 7,500 Wisconsinites who lost their lives to an overdose involving opioids. In 2017, there were over 900 opioid overdose deaths. And from 2015 to 2016, the number, the overdose death rate in Wisconsin for drug overdoses increased by 24.5%. And what we allege in the complaint is that this was not inevitable. This was the result, in part, due to conduct by Richard Sackler and Purdue Pharma to undertake a concerted and successful effort to change the public's understanding and increase the use of opioids by misleadingly downplaying the risks and overstating the benefits of those drugs.
And so what do you hope to accomplish with this lawsuit?
First and foremost, it's important that we hold accountable those whose unlawful conduct contributed to the opioid epidemic. I think it's important that we have accountability, first and foremost, because it's the right thing to do to enforce our laws when they've been broken. But also, I think it's really important that we understand what led to this epidemic, because I think that's going to help us as we work to address it. And it's going to hopefully help us work to prevent a future epidemic. And then another part of this is that Purdue Pharma and Richard Sackler made substantial amounts of money as a result of the sale of opioids. And the consequences of that are being felt in all sorts of areas here in Wisconsin. And recovering from Purdue some of the resources that it has made off of the sale of opioids is really important as we work to expand access to substance abuse treatment and take other actions to remedy some of the harms from the opioid epidemic.
Now, Wisconsin is not the only state to pursue this kind of litigation. Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, and West Virginia, on the same day as Wisconsin did, filed their own lawsuits. Are you working with those other attorneys general to make your suits work together as much as possible?
You're right that there are five states that all filed suit on the same day. It was a bipartisan group of AGs, and one of the reasons that we filed at the same time is to convey the seriousness with which we are taking these cases and our state's responses to the opioid epidemic. Four of those five states named as a defendant at least one member of the Sackler family in the cases that they filed. And more broadly, my predecessor announced that Wisconsin is part of a multi-state investigation into opioid manufacturers. And I've announced that we've also joined a multi-state investigation into opioid distributors. And it's important that we work together across states to the extent that we can, because this is an epidemic that has been national in scale. Having AGs across the country working together to work to address this epidemic and to work to get accountability, I think is going to make us more effective in achieving those goals.
We're talking with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call about the lawsuit that was filed on Thursday against Purdue Pharma for what is seen as their contribution to the increasing opioid epidemic. And Attorney General Call, you talked about how the opioid epidemic has impacted Wisconsin, other states as well. Is that in large part why you really prioritized this lawsuit?
It's I think important that we have accountability for the opioid epidemic. That is one of the factors here. The other is, you know, we've alleged that Purdue engaged in repeated violations of the law. In 2007, the state of Wisconsin entered into a consent judgment with Purdue, but despite stopping engaging in deceptive marketing practices after that consent judgment, we've alleged that Purdue continued with those practices, and the consequences, the harm to Wisconsin that has resulted and the harm to the country that has resulted from the actions of those who contributed to this epidemic, including Purdue and Richard Sackler, have been severe. It was an intentional effort to downplay the risks of addiction and the dangers that go with opioid prescriptions, as well as an effort to inflate the benefits of opioids. And the overall goal here was to change the culture with respect to the prescription of those drugs. The prescription rate for opioids increased dramatically from the mid-90s to up to today. We've been making a bit of progress in reducing the prescription rates, which is a step in the right direction, but we still have a long way to go. But that big change in the culture with respect to the prescription of opioids is in part a result of these misleading statements, misleading marketing efforts by Purdue, is what we've alleged in the complaint.
And Oklahoma settled its lawsuit with Purdue Pharma, and the company paid the state about $270 million as a result. Would you like to see a similar payout from the company for Wisconsin, or are you looking for more impact than that?
You know, one of the options that remains available is if there's a settlement on terms that we believe are in the best interest of the state, that's something we'd certainly consider. But I think it is important that as we approach this case against Purdue Pharma and also the multi-state investigations, you know, we're going to be focused on making sure that we maximize the recovery that the state of Wisconsin gets so that more money can go to fund efforts to address the opioid epidemic. More money can go into things, hopefully, like expanding access to substance abuse treatment, efforts to prevent people from becoming addicted in the first place, and efforts to enforce our laws against anybody who is, for example, distributing heroin or other dangerous narcotics across county lines and across state lines. So, number one, maximizing our recovery is important. But number two, making sure that there is a clear accounting here of what led to this epidemic and that people know what led to the devastation that we've had is really important so that we don't repeat this epidemic and so we can learn from that and hopefully use the knowledge that we've gained to respond as effectively as possible to the epidemic.
And what have you heard from Governor Evers about this lawsuit?
Governor Evers joined us at the press conference announcing this suit. He is, I know, supportive of it. And I know that he's also committed to working to address this epidemic and to ensure that there's accountability.
And as you mentioned, Attorney General Call, this is a bipartisan issue, not just state to state, but even here in Wisconsin. The opioid epidemic has been of great concern to the Republican legislature for several years. What have you heard from GOP leaders on this?
I know that Representative Nygren, who has been a leader on this issue, put out a statement indicating that if companies engaged in conduct that broke the law and contributed to the opioid epidemic, that he was that they should be held accountable. And I think that there is, you know, I'm hopeful that there's going to be broad support for this effort to ensure that there's accountability, because this is not an issue that should be partisan in any way, frankly, as today's or as the filings from five states reflect. A bipartisan group, including Republican AGs in West Virginia and Kansas and Democratic AGs here in Wisconsin, in Maryland, and in Iowa, brought suit because this is an issue that has impacted people across the state and across the country. And we need to keep taking action to make sure that we're addressing it as effectively as we can, and so that we can make a difference in the lives of Wisconsinites.
Do you expect that other states might follow suit and file their own lawsuits in the coming weeks and months?
Many states have now filed suit against Purdue Pharma. I believe that before this group filed, I believe it was four states had named at least one member of the Sackler family, and now that has gone up to, I believe, eight states. But I know that states across the country are committed to getting accountability for the role that Purdue Pharma and others played in creating and exacerbating this epidemic. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we will be able to make progress, and perhaps that there will be settlements in some of these cases. But I also think that states are going to be willing to bring suit if they think that that's the best course. And, you know, we will continue moving forward with our multi-state investigations as well.
And as we wrap up, Attorney General Call, the lawsuit was filed on Thursday. What are the next steps? What should we be watching for?
So the case will proceed in the same way that other cases in state court do. There will at some point be a scheduling order issued in the case, and there will be discovery, and we'll move forward. And from there, you know, our hope is that this case moves forward relatively swiftly, because, you know, we are ready to move forward with it. We believe we've got a very strong case, and, you know, our hope is to resolve it and ultimately to recover funds so that we can help work to address the opioid epidemic.
Well, Attorney General Call, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call talking to Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson about the state's lawsuit against opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma. The suit alleges the company downplayed the addictive risks associated with drugs like OxyContin and that Purdue Pharma engaged in deceptive marketing practices.